Welcome to Soul Guided Living with Dr. Laurel Geis. Welcome to Soul Guided Living with Dr. Laurel Geis. Soul Guided Living is a lifestyle, empowering you to consciously listen, align, and act your way to living your soul's calling. Sharing practical tools and techniques, Laurel's expert guests are committed to helping you live your soul purpose with passion and prosperity. Your soul is calling. You are ready. And here's your host.
Welcome, everyone, to Soul Guided Living. I'm your host, Laurel Geis, and our guest today is Betsy Otter Thompson. And Betsy is the author of 6 spiritual self-help books, including Walking Through Illusion, The Mirror Theory, and You Are What You Think. And today, we're going to talk about her latest book, Love Human, Where You Come From and Where You Are Going. So, Betsy, welcome. I am thrilled that you are here with us today.
Thank you, Laura. I'm delighted to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. And I want to say congratulations on your 6th book. I loved it. I loved the book Love Human. It includes such a wide range of topics, including imagination, magic, physics, miracles, and, of course, my favorite, the soul.
Well, thank you. I think that they're really a result of my own curiosity and wanting to ask questions that I had and getting answers that made sense to me.
And your book feels to me like a life skills manual. It seems like all of these various topics are brought together and condensed and presented for spiritual seekers. So how did you get the answers to these questions? Was it a process that took place over time, or were they questions that you always wondered about? Or tell me a little bit about how the book came to you.
Well, I feel like basically the whole book is inspired through me. I feel like I'm an open vehicle and that I just let it all come through me. Now, I have to say that the questions are always what I want to know, but I don't always know 2 seconds before I write what the question is going to be. But it's always something I want to know when it comes through me. I have a gift that I've had since I was 4 or 5 years old. My mother was always talking about her great-grandmother who had died before I was born and telling me how much I looked like her. And because I was so thrilled to look like someone my mother loved, I started talking to her when I went to bed at night, and it seemed perfectly natural to me, and I was getting these beautiful answers, and I thought everybody did it. I mean, at that age, what do you think? You think everybody does the same thing. So I told my sister what I was doing, and she went ballistic. And so I stopped doing it because I was afraid that other people would react the way she did. And so it wasn't until I was in California and almost homeless and my life had not been working very well that I decided I would honor this gift and see what happened. And I said a prayer one day about wanting to honor the gift, wanting to be my authentic self, but I really needed a job to support me while I did it. And 3 weeks later, I had a job in the entertainment business that I had for the next 18 years that supported me so well that I could retire at that time and write full time. So it was like a miracle. Like the universe said, okay, if you're ready, we're ready, and here we go. And it's been a ride ever since then.
Wow, I love that story. So you were in the entertainment business for 18 years.
Yes, and I mean, I really was almost homeless. I was a phone call away from being homeless. And I really believe that everything turned around because I decided that I would be my authentic self and let the chips fall where they may, because I had been afraid to acknowledge it before that. And so I really think that that it's true for all of us, that if we acknowledge the reason we're here, the universe rushes in to support us in whatever that is.
You know, it takes a lot of courage to step into living our authenticity and to give our gifts to the world. And I often say that. One of my favorite quotes is that if we take one step towards the divine will take 1,000 steps towards you.
Yes, I really think that's true, because before I acknowledged the gift, my life had pretty much been about blaming everyone else for all my problems, and And I, believe me, I found people to blame you would never believe I could find. I mean, it was always about what other people were doing, not what I was doing. And so this was like the big turnaround in my life when I took responsibility for who I was and for what I had created. Because it was, I said, almost said to myself, you know, if I created the mess I'm in, then I can jolly well create something else. It's like taking your power.
Exactly. It's like taking your power back and saying, I'm going to stand in my power. I'm going to stand in this. I'm going to allow this soul force to come through me and really live my authentic life purpose using those gifts that you've been giving. And I love that you're doing that. I love that you're doing that because I really believe that, you know, our gifts are not really for us. I believe that our gifts are for other people. And so by embodying that, look at the gifts that you're giving to others through these written words and these beautiful books that you've written.
Well, thank you, but they're for me too, because believe me, I've grown from having them. But I think it's you know, we come here for a reason, and if we ignore the reason here, we are here, things are not going to go well. And I can certainly attest to that, that my life did not go so well before I did this. But and if we never acknowledge it, I think we leave here. I mean, I think the soul says, hey, you know, what are we doing here? If we had this plan to share and to be our authentic self, and if you aren't, let's get out of here and try again. So I really think that sometimes that happens.
So why do you feel that, you know, the content in your latest book, Love Human, is really so important right now?
Because I think that what we talked briefly, the idea that we're more powerful than we think we are, we don't always control what happens to us, but we do control how we feel about it, how we deal with it, how we think about it. We control that. We control our attitudes and our opinions. And I think this book is about that. It's about making you realize that how you feel and how you deal with other people, you are in control of that, even if you refuse to acknowledge that you are, because you're putting out energy in everything you express every day with every person. And whatever you are expressing towards others, it's going to come back to you. And so this is what the book talks about, that powerful emotional action-reaction that is part of what makes the universe work, because the universe is always in balance, and the physical universe shows you the reflection of that every day as all the planets stay in perfect balance.
And I love that idea, because it heightens us to be more aware, to notice our emotions and how those emotions influence our environment and how that influences back to us. And
yeah.
I want to let everyone know that you're listening to Soul Guided Living with Laurel Geis. And today our guest is spiritual author Betsy Otter Thompson. And we're talking about her new book, Love Human. And after this short commercial break, we're going to explore how you can find comfort in a world where uncomfortable things happen. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.
Your soul's calling is the answer to someone else's prayer. Are you ready to be that answer? Dr. Laurel Geis is a spiritual author, speaker, and mentor dedicated to helping you live your soul's calling. Go to laurelgeis.com now and sign up for Laurel's newsletter. Let's get you going with classes, mentoring, and support to ignite your soul-guided life today.
You're listening to Vivid Life Radio, talk radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.
Welcome back. You're listening to Soul Guided Living with Laurel Geis, and today our guest is spiritual author Betsy Otter Thompson, and we're talking about her latest book, Love Human. And Betsy, one of the topics that I wanted to explore with you today is, you know, the topic of how we can find comfort in a world where, you know, uncomfortable things happen.
I think that it has all to do with the idea that in our life we have so much that is comfortable and we have so much that is uncomfortable. So if we want to make the uncomfortable comfortable, we have to find the growth in what it involves. In other words, I don't think the soul ever has us in a situation or a place or with people that are not filled with growth for us. And therefore, if we find the growth and we find the reason with those people, we're finding how they're telling us something about ourselves. Once we do that, then we turn the uncomfortable into the comfortable, because instead of being angry at the people around us or resentful of the people around us, when we find the growth, then we can be appreciative. Instead of being unhappy, we're happy, and instead of being uncomfortable, we're comfortable. I think that the whole journey is really about that. I think that we're given the challenges at every stage of our life that we wanted to have, and if we find how we have grown from living through that, then we're on to the next challenge. Because I don't think once you've taken a situation and you've found how this helped you because this and that and the other, or this person mirrored something to you about yourself which allowed you to know yourself better, you're automatically ready to release that situation and move on, and so therefore it just disappears from your life. I've had this happen to me so many times that I really know it's true. And that's where the comfort is. And by remembering also that this is a world where millions of things are happening every day, and we only hear about the bad things in the newspaper and the media because that's what makes people tune into the stations, and they're about making money. So if you're watching a show that is depressing you, get off that show, leave it, because whatever you focus on is going to expand. And so if you're focused on all the bad things in the world, then you're going to notice more bad things happening. If you're focused on all the good things in the world, then you're going to notice more good things happening. This is also about how powerful you are to create the own world, the world that you want. You're not at the effect of other people's, you know, focus. You can choose the focus you want.
You know, I love that. I was just having a conversation yesterday with someone, and we were talking about the difference between intention and attention, and the fact that it really is what we put our attention on that grows, you know, that the universe is responding to that focus of our attention. And
yes.
I love when you say that, because it's, you know, the more that we place our attention on, that is what really grows in our life. That's how we create heaven on earth. Right?
Yes, and the reason it grows is because the universe thinks everything is love. And so therefore, if you're always focused on what is wrong in the world, the universe says, say I'm always focused on everything wrong in the world. The universe says, Betsy thinks that this is what love is, so let's give her more of it. And the universe doesn't judge. You know, the universe doesn't judge one situation as being loving and another situation as being unloving. It says everything is love. It thinks everything is love because that's the focus it has. So we have to ask ourselves, what am I telling the universe with what I'm expressing and where I'm putting my attention? You know, do I think that wars all over the world are what I want more of? Is that what I want my heart thinking about and my mind focused on? Or isn't it? And if it isn't, then you've got to put your focus on where you want the return.
And I also, I love your comments about, you know, when we're faced with discomfort, that it really gives us that opportunity for growth. You know, I just had wrote a blog article called Running Towards Irritation. In that article, I was writing about just that, you know, that when someone appears in your life and there's a tremendous amount of irritation, that it really is time for you just to stop and pause and take a deep breath and just see what is that lesson that's being shown to you, and to literally, you know, just feel that irritation in your body, because it's just showing you where you have some unresolved issues or energies that need to be integrated. And Thank you for sharing that point, because it just made me giggle.
Yeah, well, I mean, I can share a personal experience. When I was at work, at work was irritating me, just as you're speaking, it was irritating me with a patronizing attitude and making me feel that I wasn't good enough for the job, I didn't know what I was doing. It was just this horrible feeling of being patronized. And I said to myself, I came home that night and I said, it happened for a while. And I came home one night and I said, well, you know, what, I got to put my money where my mouth is. I believe that everything is action reaction. So this person is just reacting to me in some way. So who have I been patronizing? And immediately, as soon as I asked that question, I realized what it was all about, because I had, when I first got these ideas, I thought they were so wonderful and they were changing my life so drastically that I had this attitude that everybody should have these ideas, whether they wanted them or not. And so I was, you know, acting towards my friend like, no, these are the ideas you should be thinking about. And it was really a very patronizing attitude. And once I realized what I was doing to attract that feeling from the other person, then I put myself in the position of power where I could change my attitude. That's why it's so important to recognize yourself, because then instead of becoming a victim, you become the powerful person who creates something else. And so I started stopped that kind of behavior and reassured all the people I knew that they were wise enough to know exactly what they needed in their life and wise enough to know the ideas they needed to find. And right, so when I went back to work, the woman was the same way she was before. She had the same attitude she had before, but it bounced right off my aura and didn't bother me in the slightest. And I explain that through the fact that we all have an aura, and in that aura are all the ideas that we're putting out towards others. Therefore, if an idea comes toward us that we're not putting out, it bounces right off that aura. And we don't feel it. We notice it, but we don't care.
Mm. So it has to do with that energy in the aura, with the vibration, with that frequency and the aura,
yeah.
How we actually interpret it, right? How we interpret it and how we respond to it.
Well, when the patronizing came toward me from the person before I did this analyzing, mm-hmm. I had an aura that said patronizing is love. Patronization is love. Therefore, the universe thought I welcomed it. So it came right into my aura and whopped me in the head. You know, like, ouch! Hey, I hate that. So when I didn't have it in my aura, it came toward me but didn't permeate the aura, because there was no compatibility. I had stopped doing it. I wasn't the patronizing person anymore. So that behavior didn't affect me. And this is an idea that's really important, because this is how you do create the world that you live in for your own personal aura and your own personal comfort in the world. It's by what you're putting out there. For instance, if you don't want people to be gossiping about you in a negative way, then don't gossip about others in a negative way, because as soon as you do, you've opened your aura up to have it happen to you.
Mm. Wow. Let's just take that in for a moment.
It's on the most basic of levels, and it's really simple. It's not a complicated idea. The only difficulty comes in admitting what we are doing. That's where the difficulty is. But you don't have to admit it to the world. You only have to admit it to yourself.
Yeah, and just recognize it, right?
Yes, exactly. You recognize your own behavior and say, yeah. Do I want that behavior back in other people? And if you don't, then you just have to stop acting that way.
Right, right. That's one of the tools that I use as often as I can, is that tool of, like, notice what I'm noticing.
Yeah.
Right? Notice what I'm noticing. So really being that observer of the observer of my thoughts, and, what really am I emitting, if you will, from mm-hmm. the thoughts that I'm thinking in my mind. And that really ties into what you were just saying, that if I'm aware of what I'm thinking, and that, you know, I'm putting out certain vibrations or frequencies, that's pulling back to me my reality. So
right.
what a powerful tool to be able to really notice what you're noticing, and then to, you know, make the choice on how you're going to respond. And that really, I think, you know, helps us to change our behavior.
Yes, it does, because the mind, when the mind is full of hateful things, then it's only natural that you're going to act out how you feel. If your mind is full of loving things, then it's only natural that you're going to act that out. I mean, just thinking something doesn't make it happen. All it does is attract people into your life who are thinking the same thing. It's the acting out of it that the universe interprets as your expression of love that you want to get back.
Mm, I love that. And in one of the chapters in the book is on the soul, and I had written down here that, you know, that the soul that, you know, really is the voice of love, and every day is perfect for you and appreciates you and believes in your inner wisdom. And there was a quote I took. It says, "It takes perseverance to listen to the voice of love."
Yes, it does. Because there's that other voice inside of us that's always trying to be heard, too. The one that's full of demands about what we should or shouldn't do, should or shouldn't say, should or shouldn't feel. And the two voices are in there, and it's all about listening to the positive voice. And listening to the voice, you know, love is always full of praise, kindness, and understanding. When people say, you know, I've heard through the years that there are certain people who call themselves psychics or seers, and they say that spirit told me that we're going to have devastation in the country, blah blah blah. Okay, so is that a message that love would give us? Love would give the message that there's going to be enormous growth in the future. There's going to be enormous growth. Everybody's going to find ideas they didn't find before and be enlightened. That's how love comes to, you know, gives messages. Love does not give messages that thousands of people are going to die or that even one person is going to die. I mean, you've heard about people being told years ago they were going to. I met somebody the other day. I did a reading for her. She told, she did a reading when she was in her teens, and the person told her she was going to have a short life. Well, she was 45 or 50 now. But, I mean, she said for years, she worried about that. The thing is, you don't listen to what people say to you. Listen to how what they say feels. If they say something to you that feels uncomfortable, that is not the love of God speaking.
Or even, let's take it even a step further, I like to just advise people and provide guidance to people to say, listen to your own soul.
Yes.
Listen to your own soul instead of listening to what others say, and step into that power, because we all have the ability to connect with our soul and to listen to the guidance, and there is no greater wisdom for each of us than listening to our own soul.
Yes, but when you're listening to your soul, remember that the soul is benevolent. The soul is full of love, and that's when you know that you're really listening to your soul.
That's right. That's right. So you have the love, and you have the support, and you have the guidance to move you into a greater expression of who you are.
Exactly. And when you're reading books, ask yourself, is this book giving me the reassurance that I'm perfect the way I am, that all is good and that all is right in the world, that I'm on the path that I need to be on? Is that what the book is making you feel good about yourself, or is it making you feel horrible about yourself? And if it's making you feel horrible about yourself, why the heck are you reading it?
Exactly. Well, Betsy, I want to thank you for being with us today. And our listeners, you can connect with Betsy on her website, which is www.BetsyThompson.com, and her book is also available on her website and on Amazon. So thank you, Betsy, for being here today.
Thank you for having me. I hope that brings a little more love to somebody.
Absolutely. And I want to thank all our listeners for listening to Soul Guided Living, and connect with me at laurelgeist.com and sign up to receive your free soul journaling guide today. And like me on Facebook so every morning you receive inspiration to support your soul guided life. And join us next week when our guest will be Dr. Cynthia Toth, a molecular biologist and author of Science of the Soul. And we're going to discuss the connection between science and spirituality. And remember to visit our Vivid Life Radio archives to listen to past shows to inspire your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life. So until next week, my friends, keep on living and loving your soul-guided life.
Thank you for listening to Soul Guided Living with your host, Dr. Laurel Geis. To start fully living your soul's calling today, go to laurelgeis.com, sign up for Laurel's newsletter, and let's get you going on living your best life ever. Join us again next week for more expert guidance and practical tools to ignite your soul-guided life.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.
Your soul's calling is the answer to someone else's prayer. Are you ready to be that answer? Dr. Laurel Geis is a spiritual author, speaker, and mentor dedicated to helping you live your soul's calling. Go to laurelgeis.com now and sign up for Laurel's newsletter. Let's get you going with classes, mentoring, and support to ignite your soul-guided life today.
You're listening to Vivid Life Radio Talk Radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.